everybody. Oh, wow, a response. Okay. Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Angela, and today I'll be sharing at YAG. Thank you, Pastor Mark, for the opportunity. So, we're almost at the fourth quarter of the year, but I was telling Pastor Mark that I really feel like I've lived the full year. Life has been very full of lessons to learn, choices to make, challenges to face, and yet also full of reasons to give praise and thanks. So allow me to share one roller coaster aspect of life thus far. In what feels like a lifetime ago, I was a lawyer in private practice in a law firm. I specialized in banking and finance. And I've been in practice for 10 years since I graduated from law school. So 10 years is not a long time in the grand scheme of things, but it's also not a super short time. So since the start of April this year, it has been 5 months or so as an in-house lawyer in a bank. And to those who may not be so familiar, it's a very different setup. So to cut a long story short, it was a very difficult decision for me to leave private practice. And to be honest, I was very, very surprised by this struggle that I faced. Because leaving private practice and going in-house was something that I had wanted for a very long time, and I had prayed for it over and over again. I did not anticipate how hard it would be to leave a job that had become comfortable, in that I was used to the hours, the expectations, and the lifestyle, and it was hard to leave a place that had become my second home for 5 days of the week, together with people that sometimes I saw more than my own family. And so I sought the Lord's wisdom as I grappled with whether it was the right move to make. And Teacher Jane and my discussion group may remember that I had asked many questions about godly wisdom in making right choices, as opposed to relying on my own wisdom. As we studied from the book of Ecclesiastes, I identified with King Solomon, and I saw myself in him, the tiredness, the ungrateful spirit that resulted in a soul that was not satisfied, and the need to take control of matters. To compound things, as I was serving the last month of my notice, which was 3 months at my previous firm, a bank that I had interviewed with last year and had gotten to the last round of candidates, basically it was between me and another candidate before I lost the spot to that dude, reached out to... It was a dude, yeah. So the bank reached out to me to ask if I was still available as their circumstances had changed. And previously, I had really wanted to join this bank because it seemed like an ideal place with a good team, scope of work, and a good reputation in the market. But I was already slated to start at my current job in like the next week or so, and how could I back out of it? After much deliberation, it was with a slightly heavy and weary heart that I did not take up their offer and decided to proceed with my current place. To be honest, I was very wary of my choice because on the one hand, it seemed like, oh, maybe God is giving you that opening right now and, you know, things would be falling in place as what you wanted. But on the other hand, how could I? I mean, I already signed with the bank and I didn't feel that it was right to back out. So there were many thoughts in my head and too many thoughts in my head, yeah. So, but 5 months in my current place, I can safely say that I am so grateful for God's blessings because I have found a good working environment with good bosses, work that is fast-paced and challenging, yet there is space to grow and there's so much to learn every day. I'm reminded that through this whole experience, I'm reminded that nothing happens without God's design. And funnily enough, the other bank that I had interviewed with and wanted to join eventually hired an ex-colleague of mine that I don't really get along with anyway. And and it's not just me, okay? He doesn't have a good reputation. So I guess they like dudes. So I'm just grateful for the lessons here in YAG that point me back to Christ. For the lively YAG discussions that we have, these all challenge me to see beyond the here and now, to have God's perspective in mind. As I'm sure we can all agree and identify with, the work week can sometimes feel so draining and it can take us away from God. But let's seek to remember the words of the song that I would like to sing with everyone today. It's called Deeper in Love. Amidst the busyness of life and the necessary things that we need to attend to, may we make this our prayer to seek the Lord Himself, to remember that only He can fill our soul, and to always love Him first and foremost. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Angela, for sharing with us today. So glad that you were able to see God's design in your life. Sometimes it's never easy to figure things out in your life choices, in the way in which God would show you in terms of your choices. And, you know, it's always good to be able to see the Lord's blessings. So that's something that we want to continue in. You know, as we study the Lord's Word, whether it's from Ecclesiastes or in your discussions, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to see how God and His Word can continue to lead and guide us. Okay, let's pray and then we can begin. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank You for Your words once again. We pray that You'll continue to enlighten us even as we learn a little bit more about wisdom and how we can see wisdom impacting our lives. We pray that You will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so the last time we met, we were looking at wisdom as something that sometimes can be hard to understand. We recognize our own limitations, and that's the need for us then to pursue the wisdom of God, right? Having that fear of the Lord, having that kind of understanding to be able to understand what God's plan is for us ultimately. I mean, we can make choices in life, you know, whether it's a career, whether it's marriage, or anything else. Ultimately, what is God's plan for us? It is really to be able to live our life uprightly for Him, to have righteousness, and we want to be able to fulfill this, right? Of course, ultimately, it is through Christ that we can do this. He transforms us, that we can be made in His holiness and righteousness and so on. Okay, let's look at chapter 8 now. So we're going to move on from chapter 7. It took us a while. Now, let's go to chapter 8. So it's always good to review, right? What we've been studying, looking at the book of Ecclesiastes and different aspects, right? Now, let's go to verse 1. Okay, we're just going to focus on verse 1 today. And he said, who is like a wise man and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine and the sternness of his face is changed. Right? So today we're going to talk one more aspect or nuance concerning how wisdom can change us, can impact us. Right, in chapter 7, we talked about how wisdom is a good defense. Right, you can build a good defense when you have wisdom. 7 verse 12, it gives life. Verse 12. Right, and we see how wisdom strengthens. 7:19, and so on. Today, we're going to see how wisdom can actually give you a facial. It can change your face quite literally, all right? So we're going to talk about how, when we think about wisdom and how it impacts us, and I think that's something for us to consider. So what is Solomon trying to do? First of all, he raises this question, who is a wise man? And it tells us his search. He's looking for one who is wise, right? We talked about how he is actually looking for one who is upright in his ways. And it's hard to find among men, among women, among 1,000 men, only one. and so on. Right? Now, then he goes on to this question, who is like a wise man? And it's hard to find. Right? And his search is something that we want to appreciate. Now, this is a wise man is something that Solomon already described for us, actually. So let's go back to Proverbs 1 and just take a little time to understand this passage. We've been through it a number of times, but let's go through it again. Now, in Proverbs 1, we see a description of a wise man. What does he do? He has certain goals in which he works towards. He seeks to know wisdom and instruction, right? So wisdom is not just about, okay, out of nowhere, I get wisdom. It is with, as I increase my knowledge and wisdom, how do I do that? It is through instruction, right? Where there's wise teachings, it gives me instruction. And because of that, I'm able to perceive. So from wisdom, knowledge, instruction, because of this, I'm able to perceive better. I'm able to discern things better as a wise man ought to. So discernment and perception is something that requires a deeper understanding. Right? You can't discern things or perceive things if there's a real lack of knowledge. There's a lack of understanding because you will not be able to figure things out beyond a certain level. It's very limited. That's why when Solomon tried to, I'm trying to understand things are far off, things that are deep. I can't because you only have a certain limited knowledge and understanding. But it is when you are able to increase that knowledge and you increase in terms of your instruction, then that perception will come. The understanding comes. And you are able to deepen that knowledge, that understanding of yours, right? And then it goes on to say, to receive the instruction of wisdom. So then it goes further. There's instruction. Wisdom provides instruction that you will be able to know things, fundamental things. For instance, it goes on to say instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, equity. All these things are important. They are fundamental things. How do you, as a king or ruler, how do you manage the justice of the land? Right? Judgment that you have to make and ensure that all things are equal. Right? That requires the kind of perception and understanding that comes with wisdom and instruction. Right? To make sure that all is good and fair. Right? You look at what's happening over in the States now, it's crazy. Right? Where you have an assassination of someone who is Republican. He's on Trump's side. And, this man, Charles Kurt, he's a good Christian, right? He speaks to the young people concerning creation and all kinds of different doctrinal things. If you have any questions, raise them up. I'm happy to discuss with you, right? And of course, he is on the side of Trump and so on and so forth. And, you have someone who is really on the radical left and he ends up killing him. And it's going crazy. Right? And the problem is, after a while, where is the justice? Okay? And then he goes on to say, in verse 4, to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. See, that's what is needed. You look at those who are young, their lack of experience. You look at those who are simple. What do they need? They need prudence, They need knowledge. They need discretion. Right? So ultimately, a wise man will hear and increase learning. That's the whole point, right? Why are we here today? We are here because we, whether it's a YIG or youth worship or in church, we want to continue to grow in our knowledge and understanding. That's what a wise person would do. We will hear and we will increase learning. A man of understanding will attain wise counsel. So I appreciate when you guys take time to ask questions, seek counsel, whether it is about job, whether it's about marriage, whether it's about future. And along the way, you know, we are better for it, right? Because as we learn, we gain that understanding. To understand a proverb, an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And that's what we want to be able to do. Ultimately, it must lead to the fear of God. It must lead towards our understanding and regard for God. That's the kind of wisdom we are talking about. It's not just about making wise choices. It's about making wise choices that ultimately leads us to appreciate God so much more because we see His hand in our lives, that we will regard Him so much more, we will revere Him so much more, and we will fear Him. Can you see the point here? It's not just about, oh, I have made a wise choice, or I've made a better choice here, and so on. It is about ultimately leading us to God. And that's the point. Because a true wise man will ultimately learn what it means for us to fear God. Right? And when we go through different circumstances in life, we will be able to say, okay, I have a better reservoir of knowledge, wisdom, understanding, which gives me more prudence, gives me more discretion, understanding, discernment, so that I may be able to see things. Right? He goes on to say, who is, let's go back to, I guess it's this 7. And he goes on to say, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? How do you interpret things? That's the key. It's not just about more wisdom, more understanding. It's how do you interpret things? Right? How do you see things? And we recognize interpreting things is not easy. It takes a wise person to interpret things well. Meaning, it is really going beyond the surface. It is really being able to see life with many of, experiences, events, and these things require proper interpretation. Right? I mean, you look at what's happening over in the States. How would you interpret that? Seriously. Right? Where one, because for one political reason or another, this person assassinates another. I mean, I really don't know what his reason is, but he ends up assassinating this person. And if you have both extremes being more radical, the parties going more extreme, you're going to have really a very difficult way forward as a country. And of course, our country also, we are concerned. We don't want to have this kind of politics. We really want to be able to have far more wise, measured approach. Right? And I think that's very important. Right? I mean, I appreciate what Angela shared. She could have said, okay, you know, wow, I thank God, I made a right choice, I didn't end up with this dude, and whoever, right? And, right? And, I don't know whether I got the story right. Was it the same dude or a different dude? Two dudes. Oh, yeah, two dudes. Okay, now I got two dudes. Yeah, okay, with the two dudes, whatever. Right? no, so you can just say, oh, wow, okay, I made a right choice, and that's about it. Right? I didn't make a wrong choice, I made the right choice. But the point is, at the end of the day, is about appreciating God. So I appreciate your response. Let's appreciate God. Let's thank God. Let's learn to love Him so much more. Let's learn to go deeper, further. That's what the whole point is. Not about the job itself. How would you interpret things? How would you see things? Right? Some of you are rising in terms of your career, you're given leadership roles, and so on and so forth. And you need to be able to go beyond. You need a greater depth of understanding. You need to understand the significance of why you're doing the things that you have been entrusted with. You need to make things more meaningful. Because when you do that, then things become more exciting. But if you're just doing things because I have to, it's my duty, and it will just be same old, right? If you just take a very shallow approach, then after a while, it becomes meaningless. Right? So sometimes you need a little bit more understanding. So I was just talking to someone about how you need to have a little bit more data, right? Whether it's about the industry, whether it's about other groups, and to be able to actually come up with more knowledge. And it's the in thing today, right? You gather data, you analyze data analytics, whatever. And from there, you actually get more understanding, knowledge. And even when you interpret it well, there's greater insight as a result. From interpretation, you get insights. That's where the wisdom lies. And from the insights, then you are able to say, okay, I made inquiry about this. How do I decide? Right? Now, what is this all leading towards? Very interesting. I mean, what do you think? Right? If in your position, in your place, in whatever you're doing, whether it's individual or whether as an organization, you need that kind of wisdom to be able to make good choices. If not, you can see, right? You look at your bosses, whenever they make the wrong choice, things go haywire. That's reality. And of course, there are big decisions to be made. And once you are given a greater role, you also have to be involved. How do you make those choices? Okay, what do you think? Okay, let's start from the back this time round. Okay, Joe, what do you think? Since the mic is nearest you.
Actually, interestingly enough, I was lamenting to Ling last night that my director doesn't seem to know how to really interpret or read the situation sometimes.
Sure.
So yesterday night, there was just a meeting that went on and on and on, and he kept asking the same question to the client, but it was going nowhere.
Going nowhere. Sure.
But, I mean, interestingly enough, considering the number of years of experience that he has, you would expect there to be a certain level of wisdom and ability to interpret.
Sure.
Which then begs the question, not so much about comparison, but where am I?
Yeah.
Have I attained a certain level of wisdom? Yes, physical wisdom in the context of work, but also spiritual wisdom to see beyond all these things.
Absolutely. I think that's important. I think it's a good question to ask yourself. You're right. It's not just based upon experience. Experience does help to some extent. But it's not just about experience. It is about going through the experience, but what is it that you gather from it? You can continue to be shallow. You continue to not understand things, right? And you're right. Far more important is how do we get the kind of spiritual wisdom to be able to make good spiritual choices, nonetheless, in a secular setting. That's your challenge, right? Where you have to make good spiritual choices in a secular world, which may not have all the acceptance that you hope for, right? But yet, having to be able to navigate nonetheless, right? So sometimes you are caught in between. You are in between because you are middle management, you have your, as you say, director and all, and then you got your those who are below you, and then how do you manage things? Well, again, we need wisdom. Is there a better way of doing things? Is there a far more wiser, is there a far better spiritual way of doing things? No, I understand. We still have to make secular choices. Sure, I understand. But is there a better way to do things? Right? And when you have that kind of knowledge and understanding, it actually impacts you. Right? And then you come to the last part, which is interesting. A man's wisdom makes his face shine. Wow. Talk about facial, right? And the sternness of his face is changed. Now that's interesting. You never thought about how wisdom can actually affect the way you look. Right? So many people, I want to keep young, go for a facelift. This is the best facelift. Wisdom. Right? When you have that kind of wisdom, and you know you are, I'm not saying that you will end up being proud or arrogant like that. That's not the point. The point is that at the end of the day, when you have that wisdom, it actually affects you. It affects your spirit. So much so that it is reflected on your face. That is what Solomon is trying to get at this point in time. What's on your inside? That means the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom, the mind, it affects the heart, and then it affects what is on the outside. That, to me, is important. Why? Why is that important? Why wisdom makes a face shine? Okay, let's ask yourself. Why? Why? Anybody? How can wisdom make your face shine? Sham, what do you think?
Is it because the man who has wisdom is one who fears the Lord, and that your face is shining because you're walking with the Lord?
Yeah, so that is, work with wisdom first, right? You're right. Ultimately, you talk about a fear of the Lord, right? But how does wisdom itself, then let's just say you have grown deeper, you're wiser, right? There is greater understanding. How?
I think when you have wisdom, there's a certain certainty about how the world works, or like we talked about how wisdom gives strength, and
yes,
when you have that kind of assurance or certainty,
yes,
that gives some sort of,
there's a greater sense of confidence. Yeah, right? There's a greater sense of confidence that comes. Now again, what we're trying to drive at is not pride, okay? I'm not talking about, wow, then you become proud and all, because that of course becomes a danger. Right, but the thing is that when you sought the Lord, you have that kind of wisdom from His Word. You look to counsel, what we have just read, Proverbs and all. And ultimately, yes, you're right. We have the fear of the Lord. It makes a difference. The joy comes. It reflects on your face. This is a wise person. Right? And this is what we are trying to understand, rather than sternness of face. Wow, you're always looking very stern. Why? Why are we always so stern looking? Stress, yes. Speaking from experience. You're right. We are stressed, we are anxious, we are, you know, we don't know what to do. We lack that kind of, you see, then you, that's part of the problem, right? We don't have that understanding, we don't have that wisdom, it affects. So I really appreciate where Solomon is coming from. That wisdom, right, true wisdom, wisdom from above, gives us that kind of joy, really, that reflects on our face. I thought it was a very interesting perspective. Right? You've never read this verse before, right? Well, maybe in the past, but to be able to see, wow, that is something else. Isn't that wonderful? And that gives us even more reason to want to really grow in wisdom. Right? Rather than, wow, you know, wow, so sad. And what's the point? You know, so this week, school holidays, right? So anyway, Chiki and I, we just went for a short trip to Bangkok. Had a good time just chilling. And, right, a couple of days. Now, what was quite interesting was when we took the taxi back from the airport, back home. And the taxi driver was such a talkative guy. And he was just full of joy, really. He was just asking where we went, so we talked about, okay, we went to Bangkok, it was nice, asked about the weather, and before we knew it, he was talking about his own trip, right, that he went with his family, and he said, oh, yeah, so he was just going on and on and on, and of course, my wife also kept asking questions, right, and this was all in Chinese, so I was just listening. I understood everything, and... But what was interesting was that, you know, so she made a comment, say, wow, you are driving at night, 很辛苦, right? Very, you know, it's tough. But then he gave a reply that I thought was very interesting. He said, no, I prefer to drive at night. Why? Because it's less traffic, I don't get upset, it's, you know, and I drive only on certain days, and I'm used to it. And I thought it was interesting. Then, you know, and he's very happy driving. Even though it was, you know, 9, 10 o'clock or something like that. And his disposition was, he was grumpy. He didn't keep quiet. There was no sternness. And he was talking all the way. Even when we got off, carried our bags down, he was still talking to us. Telling us all kinds of... And then he gave us a very interesting thing. You know the Disney cruise thing, right? They delayed, and then there was a, you know, those that booked already had a 50% discount. So he said, you know, wow, I got good friends who work in this agency. And he said, hey, because they already booked already, they can actually still sell it or give it, you know, as a booking. So he said he got all his friends, including him, to book so that he will get 50% discount. And it's all legal. I was like, wow, you never kai xia wall, you know. I was always very interesting. So it was just going on and on and on. Where you come across a taxi driver at night having that kind of shining face on. Because he has chosen well, really. Right? And I think his children are doing well, that he really doesn't have to work that hard. Right? But he chose to drive at night, all the way to the morning. He say, why? Because it's smoother. I don't get upset. I don't have to fight against other traffic, other cars. That's his wisdom. When you find wisdom in your life, and you make good choices, and you see the right direction, you see the Lord blessing, you recognize that, yes, I'm walking in the fear of the Lord. That's joy. So if you... I'm finding that more often than not, my face is far more stern than reflecting sunshine, then it's good to have a rethink, lah. Very honestly. Have a good rethink about, not so much, oh, nah, it means I have to change job and all. That's not the point. The point is, how are you approaching it? Seriously. I know that things can be stressful. I know there are difficulties, whether it's managing upwards, downwards, left, right, center. Never easy, understand. And there are things, even with regards to your job, that is part of your role. You have to do it. And it's not pleasant, it's difficult, it's a struggle. Can we still find the joy? The answer is yes. Right? There's that wisdom that God can give to us to be able to appreciate what we need to do. Right? In the context of marriage, so on. Right? And being able to, wow, okay, you know what? Let's find joy one way or another. To me, that is important. Right, so when you think about wisdom as a face uplift, I thought, wow, that is something else. That's the kind of impact wisdom gives. That is the kind of, so if wisdom is something that that gives you that understanding, that impact, right? It gives you that defense, it gives you that strength, and so on. So many things. So much more that joy will come. So later on, when you go home, take a good hard look at your face. When you look in the mirror tonight, and ask yourself, what kind of face do I have? Is the sun shining through, or is it like the moon? No, not right. The moon also shine, right? At night. Right? Yeah. And to me, that's important, right? I think when we are able to take good steps. This morning, we had our special needs program. And one of the things I really appreciate, spending time with the parents, right? So the children, they will have their own activities, and then the parents. And I was just reflecting with Milton how things have evolved, even for this special needs program. And to be able to see, because originally, it was not meant for the parents. It was meant for the kids, right? And along the way, they begin to realize, hey, actually, it is a good thing that we can have this for the parents also. And then for them to talk about how, even as we study the words of God, I mean, the word of the Lord, we've been studying 1 Peter. And this morning, I was just sharing with them about how, you know, when we look at Christ as the chief cornerstone, and, you know, so I gave them three things. One, do we have a prophetic element? Do we have a value element? Do we have the faith element? How do we see all these things? And when they begin to discuss, you know, I appreciate how candid they are. They talk about their struggles, they talk about their difficulties, they talk about choices, they talk about, you know, struggles. Right? As much as faith is something that they want to be able to cultivate, they just struggle so much. Struggle with sin, struggle with their own flesh, struggle with difficulties they have with their own children. And just to be able to see how this program has been a blessing to all of them, right? And we talk about, you know, because we were talking about time, spending time with, right? Pastor was sharing about spending that first hour with the Lord, and some of them were also saying, you know, we lack faith because we are not spending enough time with the Lord's word and all. And, you know, just to be able to talk about these things and encouraging them. Right? And that's something that we all want to be able to have. Wisdom. Wisdom when you look at ministry, wisdom when you look at life, wisdom when you make those choices. Okay, Gabe, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is the first time that we see such an outward expression of wisdom.
Wisdom, yes.
Like a very tangible sign of it. And I think it's something that we want to have.
Yes.
And something, but we also don't want to have it just because we want a nicer face, right? But it's, it's really because
yeah, of course,
it is a
of course,
product,
right? Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
is a product of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The choices, the relationship with the Lord. That,
yes, absolutely.
That results in that contentment and that joy.
Yeah. So, you're right in saying that it is a result, right? But it's a result that we want to be able to have, right? So, it gives us that kind of encouragement, right? This is something that we want. We want to find joy. Joy in the context of life, joy in the context of work, joy in the context of marriage and parenthood and so on. Right? To be able to say, okay, this is the kind of face that you want to be able to have. Right? Rather than every time, you know, the husband waiting at home or the wife waiting at home and then wait for you, come back, moody face, grouchy face. I mean, that's understandable, sure. But what if you one day you come home and you are smiling and you look at your husband and you give him a nice hug and kiss and say, I love you. Well, I tell you, your husband, sure. Siao. No, no, just kidding, just kidding. It'd be so different, right? It'd be so, wow, what happened? Say, well, I've gained more wisdom. Isn't that wonderful? You make a difference, right? No, Ding Jie, okay. Ask the newly married, not too long ago kind. What do you think?
Yeah, I think an important lesson that I learned today is that ultimately wisdom is not just to help us to get through this life, but rather the end of it is really the appreciation of what of the Lord and His blessings at the end of the
day. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it gives us the wisdom to really understand things, you see. Seriously. Then shouldn't it really affect the way we live our lives? Shouldn't it affect the way we, even our disposition, how we are to people? See, a lot of times when we relate, we have a default, you know, face or default disposition. This is my home default thing, right? When you go home, it's always, this is how I am, right? And we all used to each other. And it may not be the best. Why can't we have something a little bit more, you know, it brings sunshine to the home, bring more sunshine to the workplace. Well, suddenly people got to wear sunglasses because of the smile on your face. Wow, right? I'm exaggerating, but, you know, it's possible, right? And so much more that... So, this taxi driver, you can ask my wife, true or not? Right? And we're all sitting behind, no? He was talking so much until we could feel it. Right? He was going on, and then he laughed and laughed, you know? I was thinking to myself, why is this taxi driver laughing so much? He was saying something, So, I was it was something that was different, really. And I think if we can bring a little bit more joy to the people around us, I think that is something that we want to do. And yet, comes from what? Wisdom. Right? I thought, wow, it's not something that you would conclude with, not something that you would see, that wisdom can actually give us that kind of joy, that kind of impact, that is reflected even on your face. Okay? Well, something for you to think about and to discuss, right? And really, you know, that we would seek to pursue. This is a kind of, being a wise man. This is what Solomon is looking for and something that we want to be able to have. there is greater depth of understanding to interpret things. See, when you interpret things well, you are able to see things better. There's a greater sense of understanding. Right? And the significance actually impacts us. To me, it's what we want to be able to have. Okay? Well, let's pray and then we can go into our groups. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we truly want to thank you for the kind of wisdom that we can gain and increase in our lives. We want to pray that you will just continue to help us to pursue this wisdom, no matter what it takes, that we will ultimately be able to see a greater sense of appreciation for who you are and to fear you. At the same time, to see how this wisdom would give us that understanding to interpret things, whether it's of the world, whether it's about the circumstances in our lives. We pray that you will give us that understanding to be able to have proper interpretations so that when we have this kind of wisdom, it will impact our very lives. Even the way we reflect, whether there's joy or not. We pray that you will continue to work in our lives. We thank you for the kind of insights that we can gain from your word. We pray that you will bless us, even as we give an offering, even as we go into our groups. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.